Book of Hebrews. Chapter 1. In many ways and in various ways of old, Elohim spoke to the fathers in the prophets. In these last days he has spoken to us in the Son, whom he appointed heir of all, and by whom he made the worlds. For he is the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his being, and upholding all things by the power of his word. Having made purification of our sins through himself, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, and he is altogether superior to the cherubs, just as the name he has inherited is a more excellent name than theirs. For to which of the cherubs did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." And again, when he brought the firstborn into the world, he said, "And let all the cherubs of Elohim worship him." And as to the cherubs, he said, "Who makes his cherubs spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire?" But to the Son he said, "Your throne, O Elohim, is forever and ever, a scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Because of this, Yahweh, your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beside your fellows. And, from the beginning you have laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are works of your hands. They will vanish away, but you will continue, and they will all become old, like a garment, and you shall fold them up like a covering, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years shall not fail." But to which of the cherubs did he ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I place your enemies as a footstool under your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits for service, being sent out because of the ones being about to inherit salvation? Chapter 2. For this reason it is needful for us more abundantly to take heed to the things having been heard, so that we should not fall away. For if the word spoken by cherubs was confirmed, and every transgression and disobedience received a just repayment, how shall we escape if we neglect the very things which are our salvation? Which having received a beginning to be spoken through our Master, was confirmed to us by the ones hearing. Yahweh bearing witness with them by both miraculous signs and wonders, and by various works of power, even by distribution of the Holy Spirit, according to his will. For he did not put the coming world under cherubs, about which we speak, but one fully testified somewhere, saying, "What is man, that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man, that you look upon him? You made him a little less than the cherubs, you crowned him with glory and honor, and you set him over the works of your hands. You subjected all things under his feet. For in order to subject all things under him, he left nothing not subjected to him. But now we do not yet see all things being subject to him, but we do see Yahshua, who humbled himself to become a little lower than the cherubs through his suffering and his death. But now is crowned with glory and honor, so that he tasted death for the sake of everyone except Yahweh. For it was fitting for him, because of whom are all things, and through whom are all things, having brought many sons to glory. So that from the very beginning of their salvation they are made perfect through sufferings. For both the one sanctifying and the ones being sanctified are all of one nature. For which cause, he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, "I will announce your name to my brethren, I will praise you in the midst of the congregation." And again, "I will be trusting on him." And again, "Behold, I and the children whom Elohim gave to me." Since then, the children have partaken of flesh and blood, in like manner he himself also shared the same things, that through death he might cause to cease the one having the power of death, that is, the devil, and might release them who, through fear of death, are all their lives subject to bondage. For he did not take on the likeness of cherubs, but he takes on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore it was right that he should in every manner resemble his brethren, that he might be merciful, and a high priest faithful in the things of Elohim, and might make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For since he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to help others who are tempted. Chapter 3. For this reason, holy brothers, called by a call from heaven, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Messiah Yahshua, being faithful to him who appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For he was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by so much as the one having built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is Yahweh. And Moses as a servant was faithful in all his house, for a testimony of the things having been spoken. But Messiah as son over his own house, whose house we are, if truly we hold fast the boldness and rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Because of this, even as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts to provoke him, as the murmurers did in the day of temptation in the wilderness. There where your fathers tempted me, even though they saw my works for 40 years. Because of this, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Beware, therefore, my brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart which does not believe, and you will be cut off from the living Elohim. But search your hearts each day, until the day which is called the day, that not any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Messiah, if truly from the beginning to the very end we hold steadfast to this true covenant. As in the saying, today if you hear even the echoes of his voice, do not harden your hearts to anger him. Who were those who heard and provoked him? Was it not those who came out of Egypt through Moses, although not all of them? But with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with the one sinning, whose bones lay in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear, they would not enter into his rest, except to those not obeying? So we see, that they were not able to enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4. Therefore let us fear, lest while the promise of entering into his rest remains, lest some among you find they are falling short from entering. For indeed, we have had the good news preached to us, even as they also, but the word did not profit those hearing it, not having been mixed with faith in the ones who heard. For we who have believed, will enter into the rest, even as he said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest, for behold the works of Elohim were from the very foundation of the world. For he has spoken concerning the Sabbath, and Elohim rested from all his works on the seventh day. And here again he said, they shall not enter into my rest. There was a chance for some to enter into it, but they to whom the good news was first preached did not enter in on account of disobedience. He again marks out a certain day, saying in David, today after so long a time, according as he has said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Yahushua the son of Nun had given them rest, then he would not have afterward spoken about another day. It is therefore the duty of the people of Elohim to keep the Sabbath. For he who has entered into his rest, has also ceased from his own works, as Elohim did from his. Therefore let us strive to enter into that rest, that not anyone fall in the same example of disobedience. For the word of Yahweh is living, and powerfully working, and sharper than every two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of both soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow and bones, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and laid open to his eyes, with whom we are to answer. We have therefore a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Yahushua, the son of Elohim. Let us remain firm in his faith. For we have not a high priest who cannot share our infirmities, but we have one who was tempted in everything as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy, and we may find grace in time of need. Chapter 5. For every high priest being taken from men is appointed on behalf of men in the things respecting Elohim, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. And he can humble himself, and have compassion on those who are ignorant and go astray, for he himself is also subject to weaknesses. And therefore, he is obliged, just as he offers sacrifices for the people, so likewise that he also present an offering for himself, for his own sins. And no one takes the honor to himself, but he being called by Elohim, even as Aaron was also. So also the Messiah has not glorified himself to become a high priest, but he glorified the one who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you. As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Even when he was clothed in flesh he offered both petitions and supplications with strong crying and tears, to him being able to save him from death, and verily he was heard. And though he was a good son, because of the fear and suffering which he endured, he learned obedience. And having been perfected, he came to be the author of eternal salvation to all the ones obeying him, having been called out by Yahweh as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Concerning whom we have much to say, but it is difficult to explain, since you have become dull in your hearing. By now you should be teachers because you have been a long time in training. But even now you need to be taught again the beginning fundamentals of the words of Elohim, and you are still in need of milk, and not of solid food. For everyone partaking of milk is without experience in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat is for those full grown, having exercised the faculties through habit, for discernment of both good and bad. Chapter 6. Therefore let us leave the elementary word of the Messiah, and let us proceed on to the completion. Why do you lay again another foundation for the repentance from dead works, and for the faith in Elohim? And for the doctrine of baptism, and for the laying on of hands? And for the resurrection from the dead, and for the eternal judgment? If indeed Yahweh permits, this we will do. For it is impossible for those who have once descended to immersion, and having tasted of the heavenly gift, and becoming sharers of the Holy Spirit, and tasting the good word of Elohim, and the works of power of the world to come, and having fallen away. It is impossible for them again to renew to repentance, for they crucify the Son of Yahweh a second time, and put him to open shame. For the earth that drinks in the rain which comes often upon it, and produces herbs that are useful to those for whom it is cultivated, receives blessing from Elohim. But if it should bear thorns and thistles, it is rejected and near a curse, and in the end will be burned up. But in regard to you, my brethren, we are persuaded better things, and things pertaining to life, even though we speak in this manner. For Elohim is not unjust, to forget your work and the labor of love which you showed to his name, ministering to the saints, and now are ministering. But we desire each of you to show the same eagerness, to the full assurance of the hope to the end. That you not become slothful, but imitators of those who through faith and long-suffering are inheriting the promises. For Yahweh having made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you." And so, being patient, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by one greater than themselves, and in every dispute that occurs among them, the true settlement of it is by an oath. Therefore Yahweh, being abundantly willing to show to the heirs of the promise, that his promising was irreversible, he sealed it by an oath. So that, by the promise and the oath which change not, and in which Elohim cannot lie, we find courage to hold fast to the hope that has been promised to us by him in whom we have taken refuge. Which we have as an anchor of the soul, both certain and sure, and it enters into that within the veil. Where Yahshua entered as forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Chapter 7. For this, Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High Elohim, the one meeting Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessing him, to whom also Abraham divided a tenth from all, first being interpreted, king of righteousness. And then also king of Salem, which is, king of peace, whose father and mother are not written in the genealogies, nor the beginning of his days, nor the end of his life, but as the son of Elohim. His priesthood remains forever. Now behold how great this one was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave tithes and paid head tax. For they of the sons of Levi who received the priesthood, were authorized by the Torah that they should take tithes from the people, even from their own brethren who also came out of the loins of Abraham. But this man, who is not recorded in their genealogies, took tithes from Abraham. And blessed him who had received the promise. But it is beyond controversy, that the inferior is blessed by his superior. And here, men who die, receive the tithes, but there he of whom the scripture testifies that he lives receives them. And through Abraham, as one may say, even Levi who receives tithes, was himself tithed. For he was yet in his father's loins when Melchizedek met him. If therefore, perfection had been reached by the Levitical priesthood, by which the Torah was enacted for the people. What further need was there for another priest to rise after the order of Melchizedek? Otherwise the scriptures would have said that he would be after the order of Aaron. But as there is a change in the priesthood, of necessity a change in the instruction of Torah also occurs. For he of whom these things were spoken, was born of another tribe, of which no one ever ministered at the altar. For it is evident that our Master has risen out of Judah, as to which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. and it is still more abundantly clear because he said that another priest would arise according to the order of Melchizedek, who has not become so according to a law of a fleshly command, but according to the power of life which abides forever. For it is testified, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. And the change which took place in the former law was made on account of its weaknesses, and because it had fulfilled its usefulness. For the law perfected nothing, but a bringing in of a better hope, through which we draw near to Elohim. And he confirmed it for us by oath. For they became priests without an oath, but this man by an oath. As he said to him by David, Yahweh has sworn, and will not lie, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. All these things make a better covenant because Yahshua is its surety. And these priests were many, but being mortal they are prevented from continuing because of death. But this one, because he is immortal, has the priesthood which remains forever. And from this he is able to save forever those who come to Elohim through him, because he lives forever to intercede on their behalf. For this is the kind of high priest proper for us. Holy, harmless, undefiled, and separated from sinners, and having become higher than the heavens. Who has no need, as do the high priests, to offer sacrifices day by day. First for his own sins, then for those of the people. For he did this once for all, offering up himself. For the law makes men high priests who are imperfect, but the word of the oath which came after the law, appoints the Son who is perfect forever. Chapter 8. Now the sum of the whole thing is this, we have a high priest, who is seated on the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven. And he is the minister of the sanctuary, and of the true tabernacle, which Elohim has pitched, and not man. For every high priest is set in place to offer both gifts and sacrifices. From which it is necessary for this one also to have something which he may offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, there being those priests offering gifts according to the law, who serve the pattern of, and shadow of heavenly things. Even as Moses was divinely warned, being about to make the tabernacle. For he says, see that you make all things according to the pattern being shown to you in the mount. But now, Yahshua the Messiah has received a ministry which is greater than that, also by so much more. He is a mediator of a better covenant, and so are the promises greater than the first covenant. For if that first was faultless, there would have been no need for a second. For finding fault with them, he said to them, behold, days are coming, says Yahweh, and I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day of my taking hold of their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Because they did not continue in my covenant, and I rejected them, says Yahweh. Because this is the covenant which I will covenant with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my Torah into their mind, and I will inscribe it on their hearts, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And they shall no more teach each one their neighbor, and each one his brother, saying, know Yahweh. Because all shall know me, from the least of them to their great ones. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and I will not at all remember their sins and their lawless deeds. In the saying, new, he has made the first old. And the thing being made old and obsolete is near disappearing. Chapter 9. Truly then, the first covenant also had ordinances of service, and the earthly holy place. For the first tabernacle was prepared, in which was both the menorah and the table, and the setting out of the loaves, which is called holy. But behind the second veil is a tabernacle, being called Holy of Holies, having a golden altar of incense, and the Ark of the Covenant covered around on all sides with gold. In which was the golden pot having the manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. And above it the cherubs of glory overshadowing the mercy seat, about which now is not enough time to speak piece by piece. And these having been prepared thus, the priests go into the first tabernacle through all, completing the services. But into the second the high priest goes alone once in the year, not without blood, which he offers for himself and the ignorances of the people. The Holy Spirit signifying by this that the way of the Holy of Holies has not yet been made manifest, the first tabernacle still having been standing. And it was a symbol, for that time, during which oblation and sacrifices were offered that could not make perfect the conscience of him who offered them. But only in food and drink, and various washings, and fleshly ordinances, until the time of reformation has been imposed. But Messiah having appeared as a high priest of the coming good things, through the greater and more perfect tabernacle and not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, nor through the blood of goats and of calves, but through his own blood, he entered once for all into the Holy of Holies, having obtained for us everlasting salvation. For if the blood of bulls and goats, and the sprinkling of ashes of a heifer on those having been defiled, sanctifies them to the purity of the flesh, by how much more the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to Yahweh, will purify your conscience from dead works, to serve the living Elohim. And for this reason he became the mediator of the new covenant, that he might by his death be redemption to them who had transgressed the first covenant. So that they, who are called to the eternal inheritance, might receive the promise. For where there is a testament, it shows the death of him who made it. For a covenant is affirmed over those dead, since it never has force when he who has made it is living. For this reason not even the first covenant was confirmed without blood. For when the whole ordinance had been propounded by Moses to all the people, according to the Torah, Moses took the blood of a heifer, and water, with scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled upon the scrolls and upon all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which is ordained to you by Yahweh." With that blood he also sprinkled upon the tabernacle, and upon all the vessels of service, and almost all things are purified by blood according to the Torah. And apart from shedding of blood no remission occurs. Then it was needful for the patterns of the things in the heavens to be cleansed with these, but the heavenly things themselves by better sacrifices than these. For Messiah did not enter into the Holy of Holies made by hands, which is a symbol of the true one, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of Yahweh on our behalf, not that he should often offer himself even as the high priest enters into the Holy of Holies year by year with blood of others. Otherwise he would have been obliged to have suffered many times from the foundation of the world. But now once for all, at the completion of the ages, he did offer himself to abolish sin. And as it is reserved to men once to die, and after this, judgment. So Messiah having been once offered, to bear the sins of many, Messiah shall appear a second time without our sins for the salvation of those who are waiting for him. Chapter 10. For the law had in it a shadow of the good things to come, but not the substance of those things themselves. Appearing year by year with the same sacrifices, which they offer continually, they never are able to perfect those who offered them. Otherwise, if they had once been perfected, they would have ceased to be offered. For from henceforth, their minds would not have driven them into the sins from which they had once been cleansed. But in those sacrifices they remembered their sins year by year, for it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. For this reason, coming into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but you prepared a body for me. You did not delight in burnt offerings and sin offerings." Then I said, "Lo, I come, as it is written about me in the beginning of the books, I delight to do your will, O Elohim." Above when he said, "You did not desire nor were pleased with sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and sacrifices concerning sins, which are offered according to the Levitical law," then he said, "Lo, I come to do your will, O Elohim." He takes away the first in order that he may set up the second. By which will, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahshua Messiah once for all. And indeed every priest stands day by day ministering, and often offering the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But he, offering but one sacrifice for sins, sat down, in perpetuity, at the right hand, of Yahweh. From then on expecting, until his enemies are placed as a footstool under his feet. For by one offering he has perfected in perpetuity the ones being sanctified. And the Holy Spirit witnesses to us also. For after having said before, "This is the covenant which I will covenant to them after those days," says Yahweh, giving my Torah on their hearts, "and I will write them on their minds," also he adds, "I will not at all still remember their sins and their lawless deeds." But where remission of these is, there is no longer offering concerning sins. Therefore brothers, having confidence for the entering of the Holy of Holies by the blood of Yahshua, which he consecrated for us, a new and living way through the veil, that is, his flesh. And having a great priest over the house of Yahweh, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, our hearts having been sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our body having been washed in pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of the hope unyielding, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider one another, to incitement of love and of good works, not forsaking the assembling together of ourselves, as is the custom of some, but exhorting, and by so much more as you see the day drawing near. For if we are willfully sinning after receiving the full knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice concerning sins, but he is ready for the fearful judgment and zealous fire being about to consume the adversaries. For if he, who transgressed the law of Moses, died without mercies, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, how much worse punishment do you think will be thought worthy to receive, the one trampling the Son of Yahweh, and having counted the blood of the covenant as common in which he was sanctified, and having insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who has said, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will repay," says Yahweh. And again, Yahweh will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. Therefore, remember the former days, those in which after you received baptism, you endured much tribulation. Indeed, being exposed both to trouble and reproach, you became an object of ridicule, and you have become companions of those men who have endured these things. For also you had pity on those in prison, and you accepted the seizure of your possessions with joy, knowing yourselves to have a better and abiding possession in heaven. Then do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of patience, that having done the will of Elohim you may obtain the promise. For, the time is very short, and he who is to come, and will not delay. But the righteous shall live by faith, yet if he draws back, my soul is not pleased in him. But, we do not belong to those drawing back, which leads to perdition, but to the faith which restores our soul. Chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things being hoped, and it was the substance of things that have come to pass, and the evidence of things not having been seen. For by this the elders obtained witness. By faith we understand the ages to have been framed by the word of Yahweh, so that the things seen should not come into being out of things that already appeared. By faith Abel offered a greater sacrifice to Yahweh than Cain, by which he obtained witness to be righteous, Elohim testifying over his gifts. And through it, even though he is dead, yet he speaks. By faith Enoch was translated so as not to see death, and was not found, because Elohim translated him. For before his translation, he had obtained witness to have been pleasing to Elohim. But without faith it is impossible to please Yahweh. For it is right that the one drawing near to Yahweh should believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Being divinely warned by Yahweh about the things not yet having been seen, moved with fear, by faith Noah prepared an ark for the salvation of his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness according to faith. Having been called out by faith, Abraham obeyed to go forth to a place which he was going to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not understanding where he went. By faith he resided as a foreigner in a land of promise, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the joint heirs of the same promise. For he looked forward to a city having the foundations of which the builder and maker is Yahweh. Also by faith Sarah herself received power for conceiving seed even beyond the time of age, and gave birth, since she deemed the one having promised to be faithful. Therefore, from one man failing through age, numbers were born, like the stars in the heavens, and like the sand on the seashore, which is innumerable. These all died by way of faith, not having received the promises, but seeing them from afar, and being persuaded, and having embraced and confessed that they are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those saying such things make clear that they seek a fatherland. And truly, if they remembered that from which they came out, they had time to return. But now they stretch forth to a better, that is, a heavenly land. Therefore Yahweh is not ashamed of them, for him to be called their Elohim, for he prepared a city for them. By faith Abraham, in his trial, offered up Isaac, and he laid on the altar his only son, whom he had received by promise, as to whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," and he reasoned within himself that Elohim was able to raise him, even from the dead, and because of this Isaac was given to him as a parable. By faith concerning things to come Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. By faith, when dying, Jacob blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshipped on the top of his staff. When dying, Joseph by faith made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel, and he gave orders concerning his bones. Being born, Moses was by faith hidden by his parents 3 months, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they did not fear the king's decree. Having become great, Moses by faith refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, having chosen rather to suffer affliction with the people of Elohim than for a time to have enjoyment of sin. Having counted the reproach of Messiah greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the anger of the king, and endured as if beholding Elohim, who is invisible. By faith he made the Passover, and the sprinkling of blood, that the one destroying the firstborn might not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea, as through dry land. By which, when the Egyptians made the attempt, they were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, having been circled during 7 days. By faith Rahab the innkeeper did not perish with those disobeying, having received the spies with peace. And what more may I say? For the time will fail me telling about Gideon, Barak, and also Samson and Jephthah, and also David and Samuel, and the rest of the prophets. Who through faith overcame kingdoms, worked out righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the mouths of the sword, acquired power from weakness, became strong in war, made armies of foreigners to yield. Restored to women their sons, raised people from the dead. But others were beaten to death, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others received trial of mockings and of scourgings. Yea, more of bonds and of prison, they were stoned, they were tried, they were sawn in two, they died by murder of sword, they went about in sheepskins and in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and ill-treated. Of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts, and mountains, and caves, and the holes of the earth. And having obtained witness through the faith, these all did not obtain the promise, Yahweh having foreseen something better concerning us, that they should not be perfected without us. Chapter 12. So therefore, we also having so great a cloud of witnesses lying around us, having laid aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Through patience let us also run the race set before us, looking to the author and perfecter of our faith, Yahshua, who for the joy set before him endured the torture stake, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. Consider, therefore, how much he suffered from those sinners, for they were adversaries to their own soul, so that you do not become weary, fainting in your souls. You did not yet resist unto blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which he speaks with you, as with sons, my sons, do not despise the chastening of Yahweh, nor faint while being corrected by him. For whom Yahweh loves, he chastens, and disciplines every son with whom he is pleased. If you endure discipline, Yahweh is dealing with you as with sons, for who is the son whom a father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become sharers, then you are strangers, and not sons. Furthermore, indeed we have had fathers of our flesh as correctors, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits, and we shall live? For they truly disciplined us for a few days according to the things seeming good to them, but he for our profit, in order for us to partake of his holiness. And all discipline for the present indeed does not seem to be joyous, but grievous. But afterward it gives back peaceable fruit of righteousness to the ones having been exercised by it. Because of this, straighten the hands, hanging alongside, and the enfeebled knees. And make straight tracks for your feet, that the member which is lame may not suffer, but rather be healed. Eagerly pursue peace and holiness with all, without which no one will see Yahweh. Watching diligently that not any lack from the grace of Yahweh, that no root of bitterness growing up may crowd in on you, and through this many are defiled. That not any fornicator, or profane one, as Esau, who for one meal gave up his birthright. For you know also that afterwards desiring to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, although seeking it out with tears. For you have not drawn near to the mountain being touched, and having been lit with fire, and to gloom, and darkness, and storm, and to a sound of a trumpet, and to a voice of words. Which those hearing begged that not a word be added to them, for they could not endure what was commanded. and even a beast, if it approached the mountain, was to be stoned. And so fearful was the thing appearing, Moses said, I am terrified and trembling. But you have drawn near Mount Zion, even the city of the living Elohim, to a heavenly Jerusalem. And to the innumerable multitude of cherubs, and to the congregation of the firstborn, who are enrolled in heaven, and to Yahweh the judge of all. And to the spirits of the just, who are perfected. And to Yahshua the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkling of his blood, which speaks better things than Abel did. Watch that you do not refuse the one speaking, for if these did not escape, who refused him who divinely warned them on earth, how much more shall we not, if we refuse to hear him who speaks with us from heaven? Whose voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now the words, yet once, make clear the removal of the things being shaken, as having been made, so that the things not being shaken may remain. For this reason, receiving an unshakable kingdom, let us have grace, by which we may serve Yahweh pleasingly, with reverence and awe. For also, our Elohim is a consuming fire. Chapter 13. Let brotherly love remain in you. Do not forget hospitality, for by this some unknowingly took in cherubs as guests. Be mindful of the prisoners, as having been bound with them, of those suffering misfortune, as you are human also. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but Yahweh will judge fornicators and adulterers. Set your way of life without money loving, being satisfied with present things. For he has said, Not at all will I leave you, not at all will I forsake you, never. So that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of Elohim to you, considering the completeness of their works, imitate their faith. Yahshua Messiah, the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by various and strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart be confirmed by grace, not by food, for it did not benefit those who greatly sought after it. We have an altar of which those which minister in the tabernacle have no authority to eat. Four of the animals whose blood is brought by the high priest into the Holy of Holies, concerning sins, of these the bodies, are burned outside the camp. Indeed, because of this, in order that he might sanctify the people by his own blood, Yahshua suffered outside the gate. So let us go forth to him outside the camp bearing his reproach. For we do not have here a permanent city, but we seek the city coming. Then through him let us offer up a sacrifice of praise to Yahweh always, that is, the fruit of the lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not be forgetful of doing good and sharing, for Elohim is well pleased with such sacrifices. Listen to your spiritual leaders, and submit to them, for they watch for your souls, giving an account, that they may do this with joy, and not with grieving, for this would be unprofitable to you. Pray for us, for we trust that we have a good conscience, in all things wishing to behave well. Especially do I request you to do this, that I may return to you quickly. May the Elohim of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the flock, by the blood of the everlasting covenant, namely Yahshua the Messiah, our Master, perfect you in every good work, in order to do his will, doing in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Yahshua Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And brothers, I exhort you, to be patient in the word of comfort, for I indeed wrote to you by only a few words. You know the brother, Timothy, having been freed, with whom if I come sooner, I will see you. Greet all those spiritually leading you, also all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen.